Well, David, it is so great to have this opportunity to work with you and to make this announcement about Larson Enterprises and Zimcom New Media. And I am betting that I've got some listeners or viewers or visitors or followers who may not really know much about Dave Larson. So I think the first thing we want to do here is have you just tell me a little bit about yourself and your background and Larson Enterprises, and we'll take it from there.
Certainly, it'd be my pleasure, and thank you. First of all, at Larson Enterprises, we are excited and pleased with the opportunity to be assisting Zimcom Communications and its various websites as their new sales representative, sales director. We see this as an exciting opportunity to help continue the growth of these sites and the organization, and really feel this provides a cost-effective positioning opportunity that enhances what many of your clients are going to see in terms of reaching their key audiences. Going back to your original question, I'm Dave Larson. I'm the president of Larson Enterprises. We provide a full-service advertising, marketing, and fundraising relationship for many organizations. Our background is in areas of agriculture, legal fields, recreational. We work with a lot of publications, trade associations, from the National Pork Producers to several state soybean associations, providing some of their marketing, consulting, and fundraising services. We've been in business since 1994 and provide a very targeted system of working with various organizations. In addition to those services, my background is I was on the staff of the Iowa Soybean Association for over 10 years, working in areas of policy development, public policy, membership, and corporate and industry relations. Originally a graduate of Iowa State University, have a broad experience working in several fields, basically providing advertising and marketing sales to help bring together our clients, whether they be fundraising, print advertising, radio, and putting them together with advertisers to bring that, if you will, their points together where they fit with their marketing needs with the various resources offered by what particular advertiser or what industry that we're working within.
Well, Cindy and I are, like I said, thrilled to death. And, you know, like I said, the purpose for this interview is to kind of let people get to know you and what we're going to be doing. And I guess one comment I want to make is the four websites that essentially you will be representing for us are agwire.com, domesticfuel.com, precisionpays.com, and worlddairydiary.com. And who would have thought this 5 years ago when we started this business that we'd be moving onto the internet exclusively to have what I call four online industry publications, and they just each have their own niche or target audience in terms of content, but all of them now are, well, Precision Pays is kind of the newest of the batch, and even it's going on 2 years at this point. So, and the other interesting thing for people who may not know it, except for agwire.com, these started out as client projects we had where we just wound up essentially taking over or inheriting the website itself from the client that started it. So they each have a story behind them of how they got going. And, you know, we just decided it was time to look at this and say we're reaching so many people in this, you know, this sort of new media, social networking environment that we're in, that it's time to try to develop and further. And that's when we kind of got pointed to you, and I'm glad that that happened.
Well, and when you originally contacted us, when we looked over the site, saw their growth, saw the viewership they were having in terms of unique hits and the growth in traffic and the growth in information on the sites, it was very exciting to us to potentially be involved, because one of our specialties is working, whether it be in various projects with these new, with your online sites or with other ventures, working within niches of providing a targeted advertising message. Our specialty is helping those advertisers who have a unique need and need to reach that message on a cost-effective basis, bring them together with the various sites and organizations that we've worked with in the past. And that's where we felt what you have developed provides, quite frankly, a plethora, if you will, of opportunities for advertisers that is really going to expand their opportunities and only be a growth opportunity for them on a long-term basis.
Well, let's mention a couple of those opportunities, because that's definitely the way we look at it. And, you know, we're going to be looking at direct display advertising, which is kind of the internet website standard out there, and which I think is and can be very effective. But we can combine that, or there are other sort of standalone options too, with things like what we call event coverage or sponsored event coverage, which has really been, I would dare say, something we've pioneered in ag communications. It's the ability to get a lot of brand exposure by having us either come into your event and write about it, or to sponsor our coverage of an event that is of particular interest to your company or organization. And then even beyond that, we can look at sponsored content. You know, we've got on these sites already, depending on which one you point to, some regular features or informational features that are sponsored, whether it's on our dairy website or even on agwire.com. So, and then we can talk about podcasts. We have that associated with each website, where we can include interviews and other types of audio information primarily at this point. And so, you know, there's a whole bunch of ways that we can help a company or an organization create awareness, whether that's directly with farmers or in the ag marketing community, which is pretty much a broad section of anybody in ag communications, from media all the way to marketing and communications people at agribusiness companies. So, yep, I think there's a lot of opportunities out there, and it's going to be interesting working with you and with some of them. So, but I think we're probably going to be a little bit different than some of the organizations you're currently working with. Do you think this represents a challenge in terms of the way traditional marketers are looking at how they buy media, for example?
Well, of course, as you went through, the thought that was going through my mind as you went through those opportunities, on one hand, it provides a new way that has to be looked at, yet it still folds in to some of the key messages. Anytime that you're trying to reach a key message, you have to do repetition of your message. You have to do positioning. You have to look at where do you want to, in some cases, increase that coverage, and or others where it might be a short-term or a long-term. That was what I was hearing. When you're looking at some of the tools available on the website, whether they be a banner advertising on a short-term, intermediate, or a long-term basis, keep your message positioned, or special focuses, whether it be a product launch or a seasonal launch or just key messages, you can come back in and look at some of those other opportunities, whether they be the sponsored interviews, sponsored messages, or section content. It allows you to fluctuate, meet your marketing needs, yet at the same time, bring it back a little depending on what the timing is for your marketing year and or the seasons. In that sense, you have a greater variety of opportunities that a company needs to consider, and also, frankly, a shorter time frame. They can respond much more quickly to the tools you offer, but it still blends in from a traditional perspective that you have to have the important message presented at the right time to the right people. All this does, in that sense, is provide that much more immediacy, targeting, and cost effectiveness. So it blends some traditional, but in terms of a key message, it's a matter of bringing people together, whether it be through Twittering or whatever perspective, a blog or a message. You're connecting two points with the content and the information. Yeah. In that sense, it's exciting how quickly it can be, but yet it still has traditional on what is my return. Because that's what a company is going to want to look at. What is my return? And with the tools and benefits that you offer, really, I'm excited about the options we have there.
Well, you mentioned Twitter. I will say I actually have more than once now been asked if somebody could essentially pay a fee to have us tweet about a certain subject of which they would be the sponsor for. And you know what? Absolutely. And my Twitter account, which is AgriBlogger, just went over 1,000 followers actually last night, sometime in the middle of the night, I think. So that's an audience that's certainly growing. And, you know, we got lots of ways to work with somebody. So I'm looking forward to it. Now, just so people know, this is official as of probably the time that they will hear this, and we send out a release. So if anybody wants to know more about how they can do some online branding with their audience or membership for that matter, Dave Larson is who to call. And Dave, why don't you let them know how to get in touch with you?
Certainly. You can reach me a variety of ways. Via telephone, David Larson, 515-440-2810. That's 515-440-2810. Or you can reach me at dave@larsonent, that's LARSONENT.com. And once again, that's dave@larsonent.com, 515-440-2810.
All right. Well, great. Well, I think that pretty well covers things, and hopefully gives people a good idea of what we're going to be doing, working on, and who to call, and all that kind of good stuff. So it's great talking with you, Dave. I look forward to getting together, do a little brainstorming about some of the things that we are doing and planning to do, and working with you here in the coming time. So
sounds good. Thank you very much. As are we. Looking forward to helping bring your sites and opportunities together with our listeners out there.
All right.